Okay, so next we're gonna do autumn questions because we have autumn and Halloween questions. Neat. What's your favorite thing about autumn? Okay, that scared the shit out of me. That was a book falling. It apparently it only fell like 4 feet off of like this little table thing that I had it on. And like it just fell as hard as it possibly could, so that's awesome. My favorite thing about autumn is that it finally gets cold. Like I hate summer. I'm like the only person in the world. I hate everything about summer. I hate that it stays like light out until like 9 o'clock at night. And I hate that like it gets so hot that you just like want to peel off all your skin and just like and you have to wear like I cannot find clothing that keeps me cool enough, and I try like let's wear really really light cottons and let's wear really really like not very much, and nope, still too hot. And you know there's a limit to how much of that you can do most of the time. And honestly I kind of like, normally I have on like nylons and a sweater and like 4 pairs of like, I don't even know, what is that? You have on 3 shirts and like 2 skirts, and what is that layer under your skirt called? And I don't know, I don't like. To me, cozy is like when you're wearing like a really long dress or something, and you know, like, I don't know. It's not really very comfortable to be like, get like wind all over everything, and it's, I don't know, it's creepy. You can't tell where like the air ends and your skin begins and the summer, like everything is too hot and humid and sticky and gross. And now when it's cold, you can actually go outside and you can wear shirts and you can do things, and you can wear a secondary shirt if you want, and you can like go for long walks, and there aren't like 25 bajillion people out there running around being assholes, and I don't know. Also, that's when Halloween is, which is pretty cool. And my birthday and other things. What's my favorite type of apple? Granny Smith. My favorite seasonal drink? I don't know. Like, I don't really like cider because a lot of times it doesn't even really taste apple-y, like the cider that's supposed to be good cider. And like the apple-y apple juice stuff doesn't always agree with me, so I have to be a little bit careful about it. And I don't know. Like, I can't really think of anything else that would be considered like a seasonal drink. I like hot chocolate, but I feel like that's more of a winter thing. And I like tea. I've had some really good, like, caramel apple flavored teas. Does that count? Do you prefer going out or staying in on the fall evening? Well, like, I kind of have an emotionally exhausting job where, like, I have to be around people a lot. And, like, it's not so much the actual work as the environment that my office is in and the building and stuff. It's just like really tiring. And like, I'm an introvert, so When I get home, it's like, no, no more people. All of you stay out there. But in the fall and winter, I really like going for walks. And just like long walks in the cold, man. It's amazing. It helps you clear your head and you can like breathe and listen to music and stuff. But, I don't know. It kind of bounces around between those two things depending on how I'm feeling. Favorite pair of shoes or boots that you own? Well, I kind of have a boots problem. At the moment, I just wore out my last pair of not boots, and I just bought another, and actually, I wore out a pair of boots too, but I have one. Five pairs of boots, I think. And like, yeah, I own three pairs of ankle boots and two pairs of knee-high boots. And one of the pair, I guess, is my favorite. It's the one I wear the most. They're supposed to be over the knee, but they really only come up to my knee. Like, they kind of fall down a little, and like, they're big and clunky and kind of a little too loose in the ankles, and they kind of like, they have like buckles in the back, and like they lace up, and like the laces kind of bop around when I walk, and they're flat, and they're comfy. I like them. They're tough, they're cool. I wasn't sure if I was gonna keep them at first because they don't really quite fit right. They're a little too like floppy in the ankles, but I decided to. I also have like kind of like vaguely cowboy knee boot ankle boots with like gold stuff on them and like kind of like Victorian like witch boots that go clonk clonk, and they're pointy, and they lace up. Oh, I just remembered another pair of boots. So six. I have kind of like they're like mid calf and they're like lace, and like they lace up, and like knee-high boots with like little heels that lace up, and little like flat boots that lace up. And I used to have these ones with like straps at the front, and I just wore those out, and I don't own any flats. And I have a pair of sneakers somewhere, but I can't find them, which is sad. I need to get another pair. What's my favorite fall scent? You ever go for a walk and you're like kicking the leaves and like shuffling through them and they make that smell? That's a good smell. Or like, the bonfire smell is pretty cool. Like when you come home from a bonfire and you like smell different. Toasted marshmallows, which of course, I don't know. You can't have marshmallows, but I like the smell. You can have marshmallow scented things. My favorite Halloween candy is candy corn. And I am the master. Like, okay, if you have a contest where it's like, okay, guess the number of candy corns in this jar, You might as well just give me the jar of candy corn right now. But sadly, a couple years ago, I became a vegetarian and now I can't have candy corn because I think it has gelatin in it. And gelatin is like made of cow spines or something horrible like that, so it's very sad all around. I also really like those little like weird hard candies that you only get at Halloween. Like the little strawberry shaped ones. And the little like weird red ones that taste like red. And all kinds of stuff. Was the next question okay there? I've never been to a state fair. Just like a regular fair, like a county fair, or like things like that. How many blankets do you sleep with in the fall and winter? Well, where I live, it gets actually like serious business, like holy shit, someone has angered the gods cold. Like other places, it gets cold, right? But here, we have like a solid month, 2 months maybe, usually a little over a month at least, where it's over like under 10 or 11 degrees, negative 10 or 11 degrees Fahrenheit, like. It gets like super duper cold here, like crazy cold. Like last year we had a really bad winter and it was like negative 14, negative 15, negative 20, like for weeks. It was awesome. So I have a heated mattress pad and I have like a bunch of blankets, and every time I go to see my mom in the winter, she's always giving me more blankets. Oh, I was gonna throw this away, but you could patch it. Or do you want this one? See if you want this. And I'll be like, okay, mom. But like, all my blankets are kind of ugly, and I want like pretty blankets that like match and aren't kind of raggedy and patched up. But blankets are expensive. But I have to have at least two. Because I have to have something on my face, and I don't like to sleep wearing clothes, but I don't like for nothing to be covering my hips either. Like in the fall and in the summer, I always have something. Usually I have like a blanket that covers just my hips, then a blanket that covers my face. And then like if it's cold, I'll have like more blankets than that. And then, like, when I'm, like, cold, I have, like, six different, like, and, like, I have a big fluffy duvet thing, and, like, one of those, like, weird little blankets. And the heated mattress pad, like, get a heated mattress pad, seriously. They're not that expensive, and oh my God, are they comfy. It's like every muscle in your body just gets like a tiny massage while you sleep. It's amazing. Okay, so how do you spend a night in the fall? I don't know, like other than going for walks more when it's not summer, pretty much the same way I always spend nights. Like, I'm kind of a boring person. How do you plan on, do you plan on going out for Halloween this year, and is what?
I haven't decided what yet. I was gonna buy this like bat hoodie thing.
On Poshmark, the app Poshmark, if you don't know what that is, it's like a app where girls sell like used clothing and stuff. And it's like a hoodie dress, and then it has like
big fluffy bat ears and like a big fluffy like collar and like stuff on it. I was gonna buy that. Or it was like my I had this skirt that like looks like smoke when I walk, like it like fluffs up because it has like these little tails on it. And I thought that would be comfy, but you could pretty much take anything that I own and like stick a witch hat on it. But I think that's cheating. So what's the next question? Okay, so hot chocolate, here's what you do. You take your mug and you take like milk, like actual milk, or coconut milk works, but like not like creamer that's made out of like weird things. And you put that in, you put like a little bit of that in there, and you put like half hot, and you put like a hot chocolate packet, like I don't know, like an inch or two of milk, and then you put in coffee. And then the coffee becomes tasty instead of disgusting. And you didn't spend like $7 on a coffee. And like, you have caffeine in your hot chocolate. Yay. What is your favorite color that the leaves turn?
Red. I don't know, like, there's a lot of things that, like, bugs me when they're red. Like, I don't know, but like, the leaves are so amazing. Like, 2 weeks ago, there was this day when, like, the ferns were just starting to curl and the leaves were all changing and everything just looked like, it was like walking into a Monet painting. It was like, I texted all my friends, I was like, go outside! Seriously, go outside! And then, I went in and I was on my lunch break and I was like, I wonder if I could fake a migraine. I was like, I don't, like, I can't go back to work. This is fucking ridiculous. I need to be out there looking at things. And, like, I just sort of walked around on my lunch break. It was really hard to convince myself to go back inside. How do I decorate for fall? I don't really decorate for fall, but like I buy a lot of things on sale after Halloween and just like leave them in my home.